In Cuba, cars are few and gas is prohibitively expensive. Traveling outside the cities on public transportation is at best unreliable. So for many people, hitchhiking is the only way to get around. Recently, NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro traveled outside of the capital, Havana. She headed to the eastern part of the country and picked up a few travelers along the way.
The highway heading east out of Havana is a driver's dream. The scenery is beautiful. Tall, willowy palm trees sprout next to green farmland. The condition of many Cuban roads is poor, but the four-lane highway connecting the capital to the city of Pinar del Río is in good shape. The key thing is, there aren't many cars. But there are lots of people. Underneath each underpass, Cubans cluster to take shelter from the sun. They look hopefully at cars passing by. If one slows down, they rush towards it. At one intersection on the outskirts of the capital, a young woman and her son wait underneath a pink umbrella. They're noticeable because they stand apart from a larger group of people. Miriam Amador hops in and says she's headed out of Havana where she lives. She's going to see her mother in a village about 40 miles from the capital. Along for the ride is her 4-year-old son, Alberto. As they make themselves comfortable in the backseat, Amador says she regularly hitches rides, and her special technique means she usually doesn't have to wait for long. I stand apart from the other people, she says, and many of the people who pick me up say they stopped because I'm standing alone and I'm a woman with a child. There's a lot of competition for the few cars passing by, so any advantage is important, she adds. In Cuba, owning a car is not a right, but a privilege granted mainly to those who work for the state. Those who don't are allowed to own vehicles made before 1970. But the many American classics still used in the country are gas guzzlers. A gallon of premium gas here costs $3.40. The average salary is around $10 a month. Buses are overcrowded and unpredictable. That means that for many, hitchhiking has become the main method of getting around. The Cuban government has even institutionalized it. On every major highway, there are government workers dressed in yellow who flag down vehicles for travelers. Those driving state-owned cars are required to stop by law and pick people up. Because hitchhiking is so common, Amador says she never really worries about getting into a stranger's car. This has become customary in Cuba, she says. I don't get in a car with just anyone, but people are good here. And the further you get out of Havana, the nicer people are. Here in Pinar del Río, people are more honorable. They're famous for being somewhat stupid, but I think they're just nice. To prove the point, Amador invites me into her family's home when we arrive in her village of Santa Cruz. The mountains of the Sierra de los Órganos frame the country setting, their green crags arching against the clear blue sky. Chickens run around in the small yard as we sit and drink mango juice. On the road again, I stop for a family headed a few miles away to visit a sick relative. Then a young couple of psychology students flags me down. After dropping them off, a man who sells gas in Havana gets a lift too. Finally, another woman and her son jump in. Yulacy Teriméndez and her 8-year-old boy Carlos are heading to a surprising destination. I'm going to a rodeo near my grandfather's house, she says. Rodeos are popular here. They are a traditional sport in the countryside. I like it, but I'm scared of it too, especially the bull riding. In this part of rural Pinar del Río, farmers called guajiros plant sugarcane and rice. The flat, waterlogged rice plots and the dense cane fields dot the landscape. As we drive past them, Mendez says that cattle raising is also an important part of the local economy. She then tells me about herself. She had her son at 15 and dropped out of school. Abortions are free in Cuba and carry little stigma. But Mendez says she was looking for a way out of her difficult home life and decided to have her baby and move in with the father. She's now back at school in a government-sponsored program that pays dropouts to study again. When we arrive at the rodeo site, Mendez says she's going to take a nap at her grandfather's house before heading in to watch the festival. But there are plenty of other people who've arrived on horses and in buggies, making their way into the arena, paying 2 pesos per person, about 7 cents. The action is just getting started. First up is calf roping. The Cubans are cheering and booing, depending on how well the contestant is doing. Some watch for a while and then head off to stands selling fermented sugarcane alcohol or pork sandwiches. Many here are wearing cowboy hats and jeans. It's a side of the country that foreigners don't get to see very often. Getting back in the car and onto the highway, the road stretches clear and straight to Havana. The sun is low on the horizon, blushing at the end of the day. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.